One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
San Jose. I'm bringing the Live and Alive tour your way. I'll be at the San Jose Improv Friday, February 28th and Saturday, March 1st. Madison, Wisconsin. I'm excited to announce I'm shooting my next special at your club, Comedy on State. I was there not too long ago, had such a great time, such a great club. I'm excited to work with them and bring you my next special. Two shows, Saturday, April 12th. Get your tickets now at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the way back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here, RyanSickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. I'm starting this episode like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for watching this show. This is... I love doing this show. Look, I love my job because of you guys, but this show right here, you got to watch this one. We're throwing up old photos, bringing these stories to life, and videos, if you got them, like Kirsten and Sam are doing a great job really bringing this to life, and I'm already laughing with this guest we're going to have here today. Come see me on tour if I'm in your town when you're around. All tickets are on my website at RyanSickler.com. All right, guys. Very excited to have this guest back here with me. Please welcome Brett Ernst. Welcome to the way back, Brett Ernst.
What's up, man?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, brother.
You look good. I'm already laughing with you. We're going to get into it right away because we got a ton to talk about. But before we do, right there, promote everything and anything you'd like.
All right. If you can, just go to brettcomedy.com, brettcomedy.com. The new special called Uncaged. If all the links are on my website, and also check out the new season of Cobra Kai, but go to Brett Comedy, brettcomedy.com. Check out my new special Uncaged, and
go watch his special.
And it's also on witscomedytv.com. Just go to my website. We're dying laughing.
I really want to get into this with you because we're just sitting here talking about what we want to talk about. We've gone through so much. So before we jump into all that, this seat right here, the way back, you are how old now?
I'm 52.
You look good. Dude, your hair look... You got good hair. I mean, we're both lucky to still have it. That's number one.
Don't give yourself the... Oh, look, the wood paneling, too. Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice that.
Princess Margaret. Who had this car in your life or family or whatever? When did you ride in this seat?
Well, my mother had a station wagon that my grandparents gave her.
Do you remember what kind?
It was white. I think it was a Chevy. But the seat, this is a nicer seat because this has got cloth on it. That shit, the one we had was all that fake leather, the plastic shit.
This piece.
That shit got hot.
Right there.
Pleather. There it is. So me and my little brother would sit in the back. But, you know, sometimes you wanted the back seat and then we would throw
this
shit at cars. Right.
Yeah, that's like, what
but
are
see
you
that hatchback, the window went down, but you had to roll it down.
What are you throwing out there?
Pennies. Pennies was always
that's
a thing.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I know. You're flicking people off.
Yeah, that's what we used to
my
do
older
too.
Brother would sit up front and my mom, me and Keith would just jump in the back and then put the window down and just, you know, flick people off.
So at this point, your formative years is single mom, three boys.
Yeah.
And basically. Dad's not in the picture.
They got divorced when I was six, and then my father died when I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
But
you explain that, and then go watch Brett's Honeydew episode.
But I saw him maybe once or twice. After
this is life for you. So what are your earliest memories like? Having fun with your brothers, and what are you guys doing and stuff?
Well, we didn't like after my folks were together, because weren't together anymore.
Yeah. So let me just say this real quick too, because you just talked to your mom before we recorded, and she sounds super sweet.
Yeah, she's the best, Carol.
And you said somebody wanted to go to the 50s cafe, and at the same time, she and I both said, "Oh, that's cute." So your mom's got a kindred spirit. I get it. But I'm one of three boys.
Are you middle?
Technically, because I'm a twin, and I was born second, but. Three boys and a single mom. Like, your mom sounds like a saint too. It ain't easy.
Nah, but that, you know, not easy. It's the other thing too. My grandparents, you know, helped
her,
really
raise us. Is that her
us.
Parents?
Yeah, her yeah. parents.
Oh, good. So you have extended family.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's because, like, you know, it's weird. I knew my dad's family, but just because we moved down to Florida when I was a kid, and then moved back up again. We
From
moved a
where?
Lot.
Jersey?
No, actually, at that time, West Virginia.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, really?
Because my real father got a job in West Virginia, and then they got divorced. We were all from Jersey. Went to West Virginia, down to Florida, back to Florida. I mean, back to New Jersey, then back to Florida, and then I moved. I went to 15 schools.
15?
Yeah, one high school.
You went to 15, so 14 schools between elementary and middle school, and you settled in one high school?
One high school.
Dude, let's talk about that, man. Nobody on here has done that.
Well, it's weird. It's why I have a weird accent, and we were talking about that. It's like, it's Jersey, but then, like, I don't say, like, dog or meh, you know.
Yeah. Coffee.
I say y'all sometimes, and then I love, yo, what up, dog? How you doing, dog? You know? But, yeah, but you know, you're raised. I was always around because I just moved so much that I took a little piece of everything with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're not moving because you're a military brat or some shit like that. Is this financial moves? Mom's doing what she can. Yeah,
you're breaking leases as a family in the middle of the night.
You know what I mean? I mean, forget about a whole family breaking a lease. It ain't nothing to do it yourself. Like, I never considered.
Get the fuck, mom. Come on, we're leaving. You're like, but it's 2 a.m. Let's go. What are we doing? Just leave everything. We got to get the fuck out. And then she remarried, and my stepfather ended up, I'm glad I love that he was in my life.
Okay.
He was a good dude, man. But here's the thing, like, if you grow up in like an ethnic, like Italians, you don't know their, like even my grandfather, you don't know their real name, right? Until you're at a funeral. Like like his real name, because they'll be like, you know, here lays Gaetano Pasquale. They're like, who the fuck is that? Like, that's Tom.
Yeah.
So that's like my grandfather's real name was Carmelo. I had no idea.
I'm not bullshit. You just made me think of it too. My uncle, we called him Al forever. And then one night, I mean, I'm in my fucking mid. I think I might even be living here, and I'm back home going on an Oriole game. And he's retired. And the dude did it right. I don't even know this. He's probably in his. I mean, he's probably in his 70s at that point. And I walk up. He's an usher at Camden Yards. I go, what are you doing, Uncle Al? He's like, I'm just retired now. I just come here. I tear tickets till about the fifth inning. Then I go in and catch the game. And I'm like, dude, that's a great fucking, that's a great plan. And I see this name tag on him. And I don't remember what it was because I know him as Uncle Al. Let's say it was Thomas or something. I go, would you forget your name tag? And you had to borrow it from somebody. He's like, ha. That's it. I walk in. I see the game. I hit his daughter up. She's my cousin. I go, man, I saw your dad at the game last night. Yeah, I go, he had some fucking name tag on. Said Thomas. Like, he forgot it. She goes, like, Ryan, that's his real name. I go, what? I'm in my 30s. I go, that's Uncle Al. She goes, that ain't his real name. I go, those don't even connect. Yeah, they ain't like Thomas. Like, why are we fucking calling him that? Dude, I've had so much of that in my life where the family will say some shit and like, you didn't know? I'm like, no, I did not know. So tell me, one of your bits, obviously, is I just made Kirsten watch it before you got here. Your roller skating bit is so fucking great. She even said, you know, we all got that guy. She had that guy there. So,
but you she looked kind of young to be roller skating. But I think it's coming back. Yeah.
You're never too old to roller skate. By the way, bro. I take my daughter now.
What I love about this, it's all Gen X shit, man.
Yeah.
Forgotten generation.
This is, even when we were in it, they
forgot. Yeah, everybody forgot.
Even when we were in it, actively, they
nobody
forgot
gave
about
a fuck.
Nobody gave a shit.
We were the most neglected.
We really were.
Like, I was telling, we were talking about this with the fucking therapy. Like, that was never a thing, man. And I remember, like, you know, now, I think, I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but I remember in middle school when the fucking space shuttle blew up.
Yeah.
And remember, mm-hmm. they had those big ass TVs on the metal cart, and there was like three in the whole school,
mm-hmm.
and it had a library card because you had to rent that motherfucker.
We were in home ec class,
and then they would consolidate classes, mm-hmm. and then I remember watching that shit, and it blew up, and fucking seven people died. And everybody, all the kids were like, "What the fuck just happened?" Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and then there it is. There but it is. Was bigger than that. But anyways, I'm like, yo, you know, you're like, what the fuck happened? And then the teacher just unplugged that motherfucker and said, all right, take out your dittos.
We're gonna make Pete's English muffins.
No.
That's where we were at home ec. Get out your soap.
Here's
your
the other thing too, man, which is a true story, is my I had a teacher that he'd let us fight in the class. Like, if you had a beef with another dude, I'm dead serious. He'd clear the desks. And
you could never do some shit like that.
But you would have to handle it there, but it had to stay there. So he's like, if you guys want to do it here, not out in the streets. And then, you know, the kids would fight and we would watch.
What grade is this?
God, what was that?
Elementary school?
Ninth grade.
Oh, that's high school. It's big enough to be fucking
and
people.
Then I don't know if you guys did this either, man. Like, if you had a beef with a kid, and, you know, because we used to throw hands all the time and be like, hey, you know, meet me here. So, but you would have to go home first, right? Put your foot in the door and then go meet him. Because I don't know if this is a real rule. This might have been a kid.
I don't even know.
Well, here's
is it
why,
a superstition?
Man.
What is
no,
it?
No. If you're, until you get home, you could get suspended because you're still part of the school. So once you get home, the school, you can't get
were
in trouble.
Were you a walker?
Yeah, of course.
I was too, yeah. For all middle school, I was a walker.
Middle school, I was a walker. Elementary and—
I don't know if we've had any walker. Yeah, elementary and high school was driving or buses.
No, we would be at the bus stop, like mad early. Because I was on the free food program, so you had free lunch. And then I was
it's okay to say you're poor too, bro.
No, yeah.
I'm
saying—
free lunch ticket was humiliating. I hated it.
Well, I said it was even worse if you were on free breakfast. That meant shit ain't going right. Then you had to be at the bus stop at like 3:30 in the fucking morning. So then we were on free lunch program, free breakfast. You had to be there early. And then I was on the after school programs too, because
mm-hmm.
my mom worked. And then because I was in school all motherfucking day, I'd be there from like 4:30 in the morning to like 6 at night. And then, you know, there's a whole day before the day starts. So all the bad kids, you know, we were at playing football, then you know, you have breakfast, and then that's why, like, around 11, we're sleeping because we've been to school all fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, but the roller skating,
yeah,
so,
let's talk about that. So, before you say that, hold on, go watch his roller skating bit, it's so fucking good. I take my daughter now, we go to Moonlight Rollerway, and that dude is still there, he's still there,
grown man,
he's in his 40s now, maybe in there by himself. And leaning over there, talking to the young DJ kid and shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, there he is. There
the bits
is.
Basically, there was a guy. So when I was in Jersey, I used to go to the Wallington Skating Center. Oh, there's a Skating Center alumni page. I'm a member of this group, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah. So anyways, so when you were a kid, man, like a lot of younger kids don't realize that was like a nightclub for
that
us.
That was, yeah, it really was. It was so a like, babysitter. It was a nightclub. It was everything.
So
yes.
Like you would get like, you know, get your gear right. I used to wear my, I had the Georgetown Hoya Nikes with the fat laces, straight leg Lees, Le Tigre shirt. Then we would go. And, but the bit was about this old motherfucker that was, there was always that guy that was like Tone. 30 when we were like 10.
Yeah.
So now I go down to Florida and cause my grandparents, that's why I was down in Florida. Cause my grandparents were there and there was a place called Galaxy Skateway. And I went to the roller rink and there's the same motherfucker. There was a different version.
Yeah, different tone.
And then I noticed that and that always stuck in the back of my head.
Yeah.
And I'm like that guy. So that was like why I did the bit about Tony, which was that dude that was 30 when we were 10.
And were you roller skating a lot? Was that like a place to be off?
Yeah. Yeah. I had so much time there. I used to make, I got some makeouts there.
Yeah.
There was a girl that had a crush on me and I touched my first vagine at the roller rink.
At the roller rink, dude?
Well, they had this thing called night skate, right?
Yeah.
And it would be like you could stay overnight.
Like a lock-in kind of thing, yeah.
I don't know if they had this by you, but like where I was from in Passaic, New Jersey, they would have a thing called night gym.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay. Night gym, okay.
And basically you go to the gym and it was to keep kids out of trouble, but they locked you in with like all the worst kids are at the night gym.
Yeah, and you're
so
locked.
So now you're stuck in this fucking gym.
Yeah.
And you know, kids are getting robbed under the bleachers, but they would have like, cause this is what, 85? And breaking it was just really, you know, cause where I'm at in North Jersey, it was, you know, you had a lot of like over the bridge, you know, you people went back and forth, but there used to be like battles and stuff like battles at the night gym. And then, but yeah, they just locked you in with like the worst fucking kids, you know, it's like, you know, it's even worse. Just stay fuck home. Fights would happen all the time.
So you're obviously still a chain guy. I knew guys like you growing up and I was talking to you outside and I'm like, I know you had a cologne guy. You're like, yeah.
Well, the cologne. Guy. I had a cologne guy now. Giannis Pappas.
Now.
Well, what happened was,
I've seen the clip. But back in the day, before we get into that, talk to me about what do you remember your first one?
My first cologne, my grandfather bought me. It was some Avon shit.
Okay.
And it had and it came in like a Dallas Cowboy bottle.
Okay.
Like with the, it had like, it looked like a Super Bowl trophy, and it had the Cowboy sticker on it. There it is.
This is your first cologne.
That's
right
my first cologne. I got it for Christmas.
That's great.
And then, there was that musk. I forgot the Avon musk, I think it was called. That shit stunk. That was it for men. That thing
for
was
men.
Terrible.
That's right, because if you wore Avon back in the day, you had to clarify that.
Well, my grandma sold that shit.
Yeah, Avon was for ladies.
And then they had a soap on a rope. Is that Avon? Yeah, there it is.
Black suede,
dog. Yo, you put that shit on, dog. It was strong. That was strong. You wore that? You put that on?
I don't even know. They were way ahead of Axe and all this stuff.
Oh, way ahead. And then after that, my first like middle school, I think it was polo.
The green one?
No, it might have been Jakar or polo. We got to check the year because I had them both at the same time. 82. That's it. There it is. Bam. That shit was strong, bro.
Dude, this was the one everyone made fun of because it was so strong.
Dog, yeah. that stuff's phenomenal.
You like it? You did?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
And you know what's dope now? Oh, anyways, so cologne was always a thing.
Obsession was the one a girlfriend gave me back in the day. Calvin Klein Obsession.
Did you like that?
I didn't dislike it, but what I liked is that she liked it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I mean? If I wore it, she liked it, and that's all I gave a shit
but
about.
The thing, I wasn't pulling no girls.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get makeouts and stuff.
So I got into, I had polo for a second, like my brother and I. We had Tuscany. You remember Tuscany? Yeah. Was a good one. We had Obsession. We never did Dracar, but we had, there was another one that we fucked with.
But 90s was, to me, 90s was the golden era of cologne. No, for real. Ever. 90 was golden era. Like you, hip hop peaked. Hip hop in 90s and
hip hop and cologne, man.
Dude, listen.
And grunge.
Let me rattle it. And grunge. Which they, you know, they didn't wear that shit. They wore that Chipotle stuff.
Yeah, they didn't wear it.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Like the oil? Yeah. That, what is
patchouli,
it?
Patchouli. Yeah.
Yeah. What is it called?
Patchouli.
Yeah, that shit stunk, man. The hippie shit. But the
Chompra, you know that one?
Is that hippie shit?
Yeah, for sure. There it is. You smelled this a million times. This is the basic one where you get right there. Right there.
So, yo, listen to the colognes. Listen to the 90s colognes. Okay. Fucking golden era.
Let's hear them.
You had Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I've
you had Aqua di Gio. You had Cool Water, which was fucking phenomenal.
Whose was Cool Water?
Cool Water, Davidoff, I think it's called. Fahrenheit was the shit. Then you had, let me see, wait. That Cool Water was fucking phenomenal. Jupe, J-O-O-P.
Oh, I remember Jupe.
It came
man.
In a purple bottle.
Yeah.
There it is. The dude, I can't think of his name. It was like a bust of like a, he had the blue bust with like the red, white, and stripes, the white stripes on it.
Tommy Hilfiger?
Was it Tommy Hilfiger? I can't think of the name of it. Then there was Miziak, which was strong.
Oh, I've never even heard of that one.
What was the other one, too? That was Kenzo. Kenzo was great. It was like, it looked like, there it is. See that one right there, the black bottle? Dude, it was a golden age, bro. And then there was the one that, what was the sailor one? There, that's it, right there.
That?
That thing. Yeah, Gautier, whatever his name is. Look at that. You can see his root. He's got a strong root. No arms and legs, but what a... He's,
so unnecessary he's to got, have he's, a dick on your cologne
and by the way, what's great about
that's
that...
That's making it clear who that's for.
But here's the thing. After you're done with the bottle, you can pull the pin out and use it as a grenade. So my cologne guy now, shout out to Nadine.
Whoa, hit that picture right there.
There we go.
There you go.
Polo here. Sport was great. There's Jupe. Fahrenheit was strong. Nautica was strong. Dolce & Gabbana was strong. So look at this.
You've
man.
Tried almost all these.
I don't like the spicy ones. I like the like citrusy smooth ones.
I'm surprised Obsession's not in there.
Polo Sport was strong too.
Yeah.
Jupe. I used to, here's what I used to do too, man. I used to like, cause you know, I've been on my own since I was like fucking 18, 19. I would invite girls over, but like, did you ever spray your bed with cologne? So like when she lays down.
I wasn't a big cologne guy. No. How's it? How's
dude, I had the black light in the room playing all my 90s R&B. I had the CD. Oh, where the fuck did you get that? That's strong. I'm 18 there.
Great job, Kirsten.
Look at that. And you're showing off the Herf Jones ring.
Who's the ring? Is that a high school ring?
That's
or is
Herf
that...
Jones. That's the the high
Herf
school
Jones?
Ring.
Who's Herf Jones? Is that what you got?
That's
the
guy
that
made
them?
Rings.
Okay.
And then you went
like
to...
Like Olin Mills pictures?
I think that's Olin Mills and that's Herf Jones, dog.
No shit. I never had a high school ring. I
now, here's my question, too. I don't know if they did this. Why the fuck when they made you take your senior picture, they made you sit all the way the fuck this way.
And look.
And like do this. Like you're all uncomfortable.
Oh man, that is a great. What cologne are we wearing here right now?
And that's oh wait. Oh God.
Mr. Senior Year, so you're
Quorum.
17,
Quorum cologne. I got that for Christmas my senior year. That was a great one. And I reordered it lately and it doesn't smell as good as I remember.
They changed it up.
But I remember the girls in school telling me that they liked how I smelled. the other thing that helped me too is that my older brother was gay. So he was out at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, gay dudes, they can get you right, man, when it comes to like clothes and
oh, no doubt.
That's style. Why I tell people, man, having a gay brother is like
that's
having
the whole queer eye for the what is it for the
straight guy.
Straight guys about, no doubt.
But that's why I tell people having a gay older having a gay brother is like having a an older sister whose clothes you could wear. You know what I mean? My brother's always styling. Now here's the fucked up part.
You hand me ups.
Oh yeah. Those are hand-me-ups. I had his hand-me-downs forever.
Those are hand-me-ups, bro. He's looking like that.
But when we got older, so like when he's 25 and I'm 21, I used to go out, but I would borrow his shit mm-hmm. and I would look dope. I should call my mom on this one. But you know, I don't know how it was by you, but like we got, when you went out clubbing back in the, you know, there's chances are there's going to be some type of a fight. So I
what's a popular club you go to in high school, let's say?
High school, we had teen clubs. So you had
Nepenthes.
There
it is. There it is. Fort Lauderdale.
83 to 87.
You imagine if you're in a picture here. I would shit.
Nah, there's
if
no
you're
way.
In it, we're going to Photoshop you.
But they had to close it down because there was a lot of gangs would come and there was like, you know, kids from Miami would come up. There was always like beefs going on back then. Kids were always fighting back then. And so they had to shut it down.
Okay.
And then there was another one called High Tops.
High Tops.
Was, you know, you had to be 16 to grow, to get in there. But, you know, here's the thing. I didn't drink. I never drank. I still don't drink.
Even back then, you didn't try it or anything?
I mean, when I turned 21, I got drunk one time when I was 18 in the Keys and they kicked us out of the Key.
The whole fucking
The cops came. I call my boy right now.
Get the fuck off this island.
Well, my buddy thought it'd be funny to give me one. The first time I ever got drunk was on 151.
Oh, yeah.
Whole grain alcohol. And my buddy Scott, shout out to Schneider Brothers. Fucking, he would make this like bullfrog. It was like Mountain Dew, 151, Everclear. That's what it was, Everclear.
Yeah.
So he was making me sip on it. And my boys used to drink. Remember Cisco? That's like fucking formaldehyde.
Liquid crack. Straight. That would. I mean, we knew so many kids that got alcohol poisoning from that one. That was the one. Surgeon General. I didn't know they stepped in.
So I started hitting that shit when I was like 19. When I went away, I lived in North Carolina for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Actually went to the same school as Segura to play football.
Is that right?
Lenoir Ryan. Yeah. I got kicked out though. For after 1 year, for real. There was like 13 of us they kicked out.
For what?
Just, you know, dumb shit. I had never experienced, like, you know, like you heard about rednecks and stuff, but mm-hmm. there was a couple that when we got there, because my roommate was Puerto Rican, rest in peace to Angel. And
his name's Angel. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. You just gave it all right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that.
To an angel.
Well, he was a good looking dude, man. And me and him were roommates together, so we're 19. And mm-hmm. I used to make fake IDs with the board. I don't know if you ever had the board.
So, yeah, we would go downtown. In Baltimore, you had to go to a place that's called McCrory's.
Yeah,
so this is where we would have to go to a dude in the back.
Well, I made him.
And he wouldn't do a license either. You got an ID. You got a walking ID. You know, like my grandmom didn't drive, but she had a state ID. We get a fake state ID, so you couldn't drive on it.
So what we would do is, back then, like the color, it was color-coded. So mm-hmm. we had a blue piece of construction paper, and then we had a big-ass board. It was like, it looked like a license, right? Mm-hmm. But it was big. So the kid would just, you would sit like this and then pose like, and then somebody, it had handles, so somebody would hold the board.
It did not have handles.
I'm dead serious. And then you take a Polaroid, and then you would move back and back and back just enough to where it was the right dimension.
Yeah.
Then you cut it out of the Polaroid and then took a back of a real license.
And you laminated it.
Then you re-laminated it. And then...
And did it, I mean, honestly, did it look okay?
It fucking worked. I had a business.
It was passable enough.
So when I was up in North Carolina, people would pay me to go buy alcohol. And then, you know, like I said, I didn't start drinking. The first time I got drunk, I was 18, swore it off. Then I started drinking when I was 19. And then I stopped for a while. Then, because then at 21, I'm in the nightclub business, right?
What do you mean?
I ran a club in South Florida. I was like, I didn't run it. I was like the front door guy that I pretty much greeted everybody. And I was like 21. There's another thing. So I had this idea. So I would buy alcohol for people, you know, in North Carolina, but then shit went south. I went home and then, I was an invite at Florida State to play ball.
Okay.
So they were like, yo, if you get in, you can walk on. So, but my grades weren't that good to get in. So, I went to Tallahassee Community College up there, but then I ended up only taking like one class 'cause I couldn't afford it. So I was working at a nightclub called The Moon. I used to bounce there and then I would work at Hooters as a cook. Yeah, The Moon, that was like a big club in Tallahassee. So at that time, I was doing the ideas. There was a couple other things we had going on up there. And then we would sell speakers out of a van.
You were like, yeah. Dude, I can't tell you how many. Yeah, you should bark at that. I can't tell you how many white vans. It happened to me out here. 2024, it's still going on. They rolled up next to me. I'm out there smoking a joint. They're like, hey, buddy, you want? I go, nobody's buying that shit anymore, dude.
Well, let me tell you the scam. Here's the scam of the thing.
Yeah.
They're not stolen, right?
This is what they tell you.
No, they're not. I'm telling you. This is how it works. They're not. We paid for them. They're just really shitty speakers. So you have the drop sheet, right? Which is like, you know, it tells you about them. And we had, what was it? Sun City. I think we had shirts that like we were delivering. So when you pull up to somebody, and this is the mental game of the con, I'm just telling you, we want you to think they're stolen, but we want to act like we don't want you to know we think they're stolen. So we're passing it off as legit, but shady. So you think that you're like, oh, this is stolen. I'm not falling for it.
I don't want to fall for it. Okay.
No. Like, in other words, if we come to you, right?
You guys, I know it's complicated. You used to come to me all the time.
Yeah, don't, if you hung out at a gas station for 2 minutes. Yeah. So if we came to you with the speakers, we wanted you to think they were stolen, and that we wanted you to think that we didn't want you to know they were stolen.
Got it.
But in reality, they're not. So we had speakers at this place. We had a bunch of shit going on. So now I'm working at The Moon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I would work at Hooters I would cook, I was always working. I get a call on the radio. The front door guy's like, "Yo, Brett, some cops are here. Look."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Looking for you. So I'm like, fuck. So I'm thinking like, what, something must have happened, right? So now I have my, this yellow jacket on. I used to say Moon on the back. So now I creep out the side door and I'm walking towards my car. I hear, hey, and I turn around and it was a cop. He's like, where are you going? I said, I'm going to my car. I'm going to get a dip because I used to dip. Then he's like, nah, you would look like you were going to leave. And I'm like, no, I wasn't going to fucking leave. You know, they bring me in. He goes, what's your name? I said, Brett. He goes, well, why are you running? You know, like, so they bring me down to the office and they keep asking me, like, where were you going? Why are you leaving? Then it dawns on me, these guys don't have fucking nothing on me. So I'm like, what the fuck do you guys want? You know, basically, because I worked for 3 days, I didn't call my mom. My mom called the police to do a welfare check on me. And they came to the club to see if I was okay.
About to accidentally get your ass arrested.
I'm like, motherfucker. I told my mom, I said, Mom, you know, I'm not going to tell her. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She's like, you haven't called me in 3 days? Because there was the killings going on in Gainesville, which is like 4 hours from us. So because, and I'm like, Mom, working doubles, you know? But she almost got me pinched.
That is hilarious. Tell me, I want to hear more about you and your brother and games you would play and stuff like that growing up together.
Well, my little one or my older one?
Either one. Who's this cross?
Well, the older brother was like...
How much older is he, by the way?
Scotty was 4 years older than me, and Keith is 3 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. And the best way I describe it, yeah, there's me and Scotty.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
That was, I still remember that outfit. That shit was comfortable. So Scotty was, me and him had like, I had real like regular childhood memories with him. Because he was my older brother when like things were good. And we would, you know, he would play games. He taught me how to read. You know, he would read with me. He taught me. So he was more like a father to me. My younger brother was like my best friend. Still okay. is. So me and Scotty, when you don't have a father, you create what a man is with a young mind. So when a father's not around, in your head, you're like, okay, a man should know how to fight, be good in sports, and bang a lot of women, right? And then as you get older, you get to about 25, you now realize that's not what it is. And now you got to spend like 10 years breaking all these bad habits you created for yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I taught my little brother, because, you know, my grandfather was a big influence, but he would say shit like, you know, if you get in a fight, take a trophy, you know, like an eye, mm-hmm. you know, do something. So the next time they look in the mirror, they'll know not to fuck with you. Because, you know, they came off a boat. And these were like Italian, you know, street guys. They didn't fuck around back then. And they fought in wars, you know? So my little brother, you know, I protected him a lot. But like I created that little monster that became just, I used to tell him, swing first, don't wait, you know, all that shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he actually, whatever I did, he did times two, okay. if that makes sense. Yeah. And I have responsibility for that.
He's Brett 2.0.
Oh, yeah. I mean, better athlete.
What are you guys doing,
kid,
though? What kind of stuff are you getting
into?
Gotten
into some trouble. I mean, when we're little kids, we used to scam together to make money, and we would give it to my mom.
And what are you doing?
I rob pay phones.
How? You're just breaking them open?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the key to old school pay phone? What's the key to getting in there?
The key.
Literally?
Right where the key is. So what happened was, when you're raised with a single mom, and here's the thing with single moms, they cry a lot. You know what I mean? Like, they're always like, how are we going to pay the bills? And then as a son.
Here's the thing about single moms. They cry a lot.
Well, they project the problems.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't know how to hide it
and
keep it away.
You know,
from you,
my older brother
human.
Got the responsibility of like doing things because my mom worked all the time. Yeah. Now, my mom was a very naive woman because the way she was raised. My grandfather was very traditional. Like when my father came to pick her up on a date, the first time he had jeans on, my grandfather sent him home and told him to put a fucking suit on, that his daughter's not a whore. Because
wow.
he wore jeans.
Because yeah, he wore jeans.
And my mom is, you know, and again, I couldn't, there was nothing wrong, and I mean this, nothing wrong she couldn't have done. She just was, she's a little naive. Mm-hmm. So there was always shit going on right under her nose. She had no idea. But we were very protective of her. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
So what's the key to robbing a payphone? Screwdriver in that part?
Well, there was a job I had, and I'm 7 now, to cover it up. So I went to the gas station with my little brother, and I went to this guy, and I said, hey, I wish I remember his name. Is there a way we can work? Because my mom needs money. So mind you, I'm 7. Keithy's 4. Now, imagine 2 little kids come up to you. So a guy gave us a job crushing boxes. He'd give us a dollar and a soda and potato chips. And me and my brother were just doing wrestling moves in the back.
Yeah,
like
busting the box.
So the guy's just basically yeah. giving us a dollar. Like, yeah. he could do it, yeah. you know. Now we're walking back, and the payphone, I used to check payphones. Remember, you do that mm-hmm. for coins. Mm-hmm. The fucking thing couldn't move, right? The
little door.
Yeah, there was so much change in there.
Oh.
So now I came back, and I took a screwdriver. Now I'm 7, and I'm trying to get in there, and slowly I'm, the way I get it up, but then scoot the coins out, and then finally I got it out. It was like fucking like $15 in nickels or $10. But then I noticed the side where the key thing was broken. So what probably happened, some crackhead fucking broke it. Mm-hmm. So I found another payphone, and I took it and I hit it with the hammer And then I used
second grader for Christ.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And then I put the screwdriver and I cracked it and I heard it go. Shh. Then I'm like,
so it falls into that little channel and then you just dig them out.
But then it's hard to get them because it's blocked by the thing. So now I did the same thing. So now I was like, all right, I think this is the way to do it. So me and my little brother went around, found every payphone,
fucking up payphone.
Yeah. So I gave my mother. This is 1980. I gave her like $40, $50 for the phone bill. And for the lights, you know, whatever she needed. But she was like,
for the Kleenex.
But she goes, where'd you kids get this money? And I'm like, working at the gas station. Yeah. So that's at that good, time, I figured out how to fucking launder. Yeah. She's like, how much is this guy paying you? So then she went down.
Because
the gas station was on the corner. It was off it was off of Griffin Road in Hollywood. And that was it was a rough area back then. A lot of bikers and stuff, right? And that's where Adam Walsh got kidnapped.
Okay.
Yeah, he got kidnapped at the mall and they brought him to Castle Park. But that, you know, that was a big thing when we were growing
up. Yeah. Oh my God.
They were kidnapping.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because
those boomers are fucked and they were crazy. That was also the golden age of serial killers. We're all fucking baby boomers.
That's true too.
Trash generation. Yep.
Oh, man. Promote your special one more time. All right, guys, and anything you want right there.
All right. Just go to Brett Comedy, BRETComedy.com. All my dates, tour dates, my special Uncaged is released. The link will be on the website. And check out the new 5 of Cobra Kai.
All right, bro.
And, dude, this is just like, we don't even need the mics. It's just like hanging out. Like fucking.
Thank you for doing this.
We used to do.
Yeah, brother. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are on my website at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.